This gospel passage takes up one of our Lord's favorite themes. It's also one of those data of St. Paul, the bride and the bridegroom. And it makes a comparison here. You see, the bridegroom is Christ himself, and the bride is all of us, the church. And so John here, who is called to prepare the way for the bridegroom, Christ, is now rejoicing that the bridegroom is now in full stature. He has come. And what John has come to prepare for is now prepared. Our Christ is here. This is what he's saying. And therefore he rejoices. His mission is really what he is saying is complete. It is not long after that he is imprisoned and ultimately beheaded. That is St. John. And he is rejoicing. He has completed what he came to do. And successfully. He's not taking pride in anything. No, what he says. He must increase. Christ must increase. And John himself must decrease. He actually acts in all humility. And therefore, he is not, one might think, wow, Christ is conflicting with John. Now he's taking away all his disciples. But John is rejoicing. It's exactly what he came for, that all might follow Christ. And now that is happening. So much to the Shenagans, most likely, of those who came and reported to John. John is rejoicing. And so we too rejoice that Christ is here. He has come. And we, the bride, must seek to follow him. And it's not just a simple following, you see. That's why this allegory to the bride and the bridegroom, it's an intimate union of love, of total self-giving. Christ, the bridegroom, has given himself to us completely in the sacrifice of the cross. This complete immolation on the cross. His complete immolation in the sacrifice of the Mass, which is the very same sacrifice, remaining with us day and night in the Blessed Sacrament. How much more can he show his love to us? How much more can he give himself to us? Now we must do the same in return. Give ourselves to him. That is how we show our love for him. Whatever sacrifices we can make, that we can offer to him, as that token of our love for him. An intimate union of love. Let us embrace it. Let us run to it. Let us embrace it. And allow him to bring us to paradise. Praised be Jesus and Mary.